Jesus says, look, no condemnation. Immediately after Peter denies Jesus for the third time on the night of his arrest, Jesus looks at Peter. I've heard it said, the way you think Jesus looked at Peter says a lot about the way you think Jesus looks at you. Unknown source. How do you see that look? Is it a look of disdain, disappointment, anger, or frustration? Perhaps it is a condescending or condemning look, as in, you are a failure and a fake Christian, and God is really angry with you right now. But we can learn a lot if we actually study how Jesus looked at others in their moment of sin, or even outright rejection of him. In Mark's gospel, we see an interesting detail about the way Jesus looked at the rich young ruler just before he turns and walks away from Jesus. Mark 10, 20-22, teacher, he declared, all these things I have kept since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked at him and loved him. Knowing this young man was spiritually blind and knowing he was about to reject him and walk away, Jesus still looked at him with love. Now, an interesting and I am sure telling fact is Mark's gospel is a compilation of Peter's teachings and sermons. Yes, Mark got his gospel from Peter. And are you ready for this? Mark's gospel is the only one that includes Jesus' loving look to the rich young ruler. Matthew and Luke do not. I believe Peter is personally telling us this is how Jesus looked at him in his moment of abject failure, with lavish love, not condemnation. And I believe Peter wants you to know this too. I believe this in part because Mark's gospel includes another precious detail the other gospels do not. On the Sunday morning of Jesus' resurrection, the angel at the tomb tells Mary Magdalene and the other ladies to go tell the disciples Jesus has risen, as do the other gospels. But Mark, Peter, adds this, go tell his disciples and Peter he is going ahead of you into Galilee. Mark 16, 6-7. Yes, tell them all, but be sure to tell Peter, specifically tell Peter. And we know from Luke's account that Jesus did indeed meet Peter alone early on that resurrection Sunday morning before he met with the other disciples. Luke 24, 33-34. How do you feel when you have sinned mightily, when you have really blown it, either in personal relationships or moral issues or even with things hidden in your heart? Perhaps you hear a voice saying, you better stay away from God right now. He is really angry with you. Let him cool off a bit. That is, if he ever does. When you hear that voice of condemnation, ignore it. It is not from your Heavenly Father, nor from Jesus. That is Satan seeking to discourage you. No, hear the voice and picture the image of Jesus' look of love to the rich young ruler, and hear his sweet words to the young woman caught in adultery. Jesus straightened up and asked her, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? No one, sir, she said. Then neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared. Go now and leave your life of sin. John 8, 10-11.